Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's speak to Everton fan Warren Doyle and Crystal Palace supporter and HLTCO podcast host Dan Cook. Good morning to you both. Warren, I'll start with you. How do you see the red card?
Oh, I'm just falling out of love with football, to be honest with you. I am just getting fed up of these decisions every single week. And for me, it's almost as if what we're seeing now, they want to turn it into like FIFA on the PlayStation. And these decisions are just getting more and more ridiculous. I think possibly a foul at worst, but I mean, he's gone in to try and win the ball fairly. And as they just said on the bit of commentary you played there, there's no malice, there's no intent. He's done what I'd expect a striker to do. He's gone in. I'd be furious as a fan if my players don't go in for the tackle when the ball's there to be won. And I have to say that if you look at the replays of it, you can see the fans in the background, and the fans are the first ones to jump up and shout. Mm. The fans don't scream for the free kick. The players around don't scream for the free kick. And I think he has caught the lads, but because Klein's gone down injured, or gone down in a bit of pain. And I think that happens in a contact sport.
Yeah.
You know, those who've played and those who've played any contact sport now, you're going to get knocks and you're going to get niggles. But for them to be sent off for that, I mean, just as a supporter, I feel bad for the fans who've travelled down there. You know, we've had two games in London recently, back-to-back, one with Spurs recently where we had a VAR goal disallowed and then again last night. And I just feel sorry for them that they've had games ruined and at the worst time of year where money's tight and, you know, it's dark night, it's cold, it's raining, especially like it was last night. I just feel sorry for them who've seen two decisions or two games being ruined by two decisions from people who weren't even in the stadium, by the way, people who are in a little condensed box in Stockley Park.
So you're not a fan of VAR then, clearly, Warren. And I guess there's a hard line, though, isn't there, when it comes down to the rules? Those are the rules, whether they like it or not.
They are the rules, but the rules are wrong. Do you know what I'm getting bored of? When I was a kid as well, we used to talk about like how great a goal was or how great a piece of skill was. Now, every time a game finishes, or it seems to be every time the weekend finishes, we're dominating talk by refereeing decisions. It's with the greatest respect to referees, it's not about them. It's about the players on the pitch that we as fans go to see. And I just think the fans are losing out.
Yeah, Warren, this now forces a replay, doesn't it? Would you rather focus on the league instead of that replay?
Yeah, I would actually, especially with the predicament we're in. You know, I think that, you know, we can go on and on about the 10 points. It's happened now, and I thought we've responded brilliantly since then. But unfortunately, it's put us in a position where we are in a little bit of a predicament in terms of fighting it to stay in the league. So it's an extra game on us that possibly we don't need. However, it's the FA Cup. You know, we desperately as fans love a trophy. And I think, you know, judging by the side he put out last night, Sean Dyche, he's put out a strong side, so he wants to give it a go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we've got a few players coming back as well, to Corey and a few others. So It'll be a good replay. I think, you know, Crystal Palace did the bit last night as well, and they'll probably have players returning too. So it'll be a decent replay, hopefully, to watch. Just as long as we get good refereeing, that'll help things out.
Dan, also with us, Dan, Crystal Palace supporter. What's your perspective on that decision? Try and be unbiased here. Was it a red for you?
No, it wasn't a red for me. I mean, it's obviously one of those where you can look at it and say that we've benefited from it in this particular instance, but. You know, from my perspective, it was one of those decisions where prior to VAR being part of the game, I don't think anyone bats an eyelid at the referee not being moved by it. And then obviously the angles that show it in different ways and the studs being up, you can slow it down and make it look more like a red card. But for me, it wasn't. And I would be spitting feathers if I was an Everton fan and had seen my player banned for 3 games because of it, to be honest.
Sports Social Podcast Network.